This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The state with the highest unemployment rate in the country is tourism-dependent Hawaii, a 15% jobless rate. But compared to many other states, COVID infections there are quite low. And for several weeks now, Hawaii has been allowing tourists to come without quarantining if they can show a negative COVID test. From Honolulu, Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty reports.
People have started arriving again in greater numbers at Honolulu's airport. Public health measures designed to stop the spread of COVID-19 almost entirely shut down travel to Hawaii for most of 2020. In March, the state declared a mandatory 14-day quarantine for all incoming travelers. But that's starting to change. Travelers can now skip the quarantine if they test negative for COVID-19 within 72 hours of their flight. People like Nikki and Jairus Rue from Omaha, Nebraska.
We actually ended up taking two tests because we wanted to ensure that we got the results back. They both came back within 48 hours.
And because of the time zone differences, we had to make sure that we didn't fill it out too early.
Officials are hoping visitors like the Ruse will change Hawaii's economic fortunes. The state depends on its nearly $18 billion tourism industry that was severely depressed at the start of the pandemic. On the first day of the new system, around 8,000 people arrived in Hawaii, a substantial increase from recent months, but still less than one-third of pre-pandemic levels. Major players in Hawaii's tourism industry have modest expectations for now. Avi Manis is with Hawaiian Airlines.
I think there will be a segment of the population that's ready to go. There's a segment of the population that may choose not to travel for some time.
Hawaiian and several other airlines are connecting passengers with test providers to help visitors comply with the new rules. Passengers or their health insurers have to pay for the test, which can cost more than $200. Hawaii is moving to further expand the program. Governor David Ige recently announced the state had reached an agreement with the government of Japan to include its citizens.
Please feel free to safely visit our islands. We are ready and delighted to welcome you back.
Japan is Hawaii's most important tourism market after the mainland U.S. 1.5 million Japanese citizens visited the state in 2019. In Honolulu, I'm Ryan Finnerty for Marketplace.